This is ABC Radio Hobart.
On air, online and via the ABC Listen app.
You're with Gary Magnuson.
Jackie Lambie joins us now. Good morning, Jackie Lambie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can't complain. Weather's been great. Lots of, I've been around to lots of festivities over the last probably 10 weeks since I got back from Syria. And obviously I was out there with my boots on beforehand. So, I think it's been a really nice summer start down here in Tasmania.
Let's just, I wasn't going to start with Syria, but since you mentioned it, let's just find out from you. Did that change your mind, that show you did on SBS?
No, it didn't. Absolutely not. I still believe that we need to be very careful on while we still have the opportunity to do so and we still have control of our borders, that we should dictate who comes in and out of this country. And I understand there are some people out there who are at a higher risk because either they've helped our military or they've been whistleblowers in the Middle East and for religious reasons have to bring their families, have to remove their families out of there, and that I don't have a problem with. I think we should be concentrating more on that area. But, you know, what it was nice to see is when I was over in Syria, that is learning and people saying, you know, they all want to run, they want to get out of there. That's absolute rubbish. There is a lot of Syria has been rebuilt, and this is what you're not seeing on TV. There was ISIS had the last three strongholds and they've just about been run out of that. And places like Raqqa are just about, they're being rebuilt now. So you've seen the police station. So the people actually on the ground, the locals over there, are a little bit disappointed in the Western world not showing what they've been able to do and what they've been able to rebuild and how they've been able to rebuild their cities with this third world equipment that they've used, and they're getting on with their lives. And they have just about, with the help of the coalition, ran over ISIS. And the other thing was, if there's one thing I'll definitely have clear in my head, is that had the coalition have not gone in there, and I know that we've taken out civilians and I have no problem in admitting that, and that is war and that is unfortunate, but it would have been an absolute slaughterhouse and ISIS would have walked all the way through it if we'd have just stood out and done nothing. So it was nice to clear that up in my mind.
Well, talking about the fight a little closer to home, the Liberals—you've been keeping a close eye about what's on, you know, what's going on in Canberra. What do you think of?
I can't keep up with what's going on. There's no new prime minister this morning. In the last 10 minutes since I left home, is there?
Yeah. Well, not that we know of. But why do you think Scott Morrison needed to rush through changes to the Liberal leadership rules last night?
I think what they're trying to do is all theatrics, and I can tell you now, if they want to change the way they do that in the future, they'll just call another meeting and do that, exactly the same as what they've done with their seats. People like Kelly that are out there complaining that he's not going for his pre-selection, he should be selected. Well, I think now it's like, haven't they made the decision in the last 48 hours that say, well, anybody that's got their seats now, we're not doing any more pre-selection, and if you've already got your seats, you're moving on. So they just change it however they want to, mate, and I don't think that's a good idea either. So the problem is, in Canberra, what they're lacking is it's one word. It's called leadership, and they don't have it.
What sort of feedback are you getting on the ground?
Oh, people have just given up. It's Christmas time now. They just, they've had enough. They've had a gut full of it. I'll be brutally honest with you. They are just sick of the behaviour that's coming out of our top office in the country. I don't know how else to say that.
What are you telling them about how you'll be different?
Well, I think they already see that I'm different. I don't work in the party structure. We don't take those political donations, so I'm not out there trying to deal with those people that give us those donations and trying to deal with them and get stuff through and bills. Everything that we see is determined on its own credit, all that sort of stuff. We are wholly and solely boots on. That's who we are. Nobody owns us but the people of Tasmania, and that is why we're only running senators in Tasmania. We want to be able to show people, you are supposed to be in Parliament to represent your electorate or your state, not your damn party. And people can see right through them, so they can do whatever they like. But by having those micros, doesn't matter what you think of the micros or the independents up there, what we've been able to do is flush it out of Parliament and say, you know what, they've had this nice cosy deal, both Labor and Liberal, for many, many years, and now you've got people coming in to question them, and so they should be questioned.
The coalition wants to give police access to suspects' encrypted messages as part of their national security legislation. Labor has been accused of playing politics on that. Where do you stand?
I believe this morning they've come to an agreement. Last time I looked at the headlines, so that is a very good thing. I don't know how much that's been watered down, so I'm yet to see what that is. But I certainly, I think that... I think these major parties, they really need to stop putting each other self and working together and doing the best thing that they can by the country. If they took on out their own party politics, the amount of work that we'd get done in this country and the economics and the economics behind it, we would be so much better off.
There's some pretty big issues to tackle when you look at climate change, with David Attenborough overnight urging world leaders to take serious action, saying you must lead, the continuation of civilization depends on it. What are you making of statements like that, Jackie Lambie?
Look, we've always had climate change. There's no doubt about that. I'm not a denier of climate change. It's always been much hotter and much colder. What we're trying to do is, I believe, is you're never going to stop climate change, but we can slow it down. You know, when you're doing everything you can and you're going beyond the call of duty, like we are in Australia, and there's many other countries out there that are not matching that, it's like you feel like you're actually pulling the cart, and I think that's a little bit difficult. I certainly agree with them, but how hard core do we need to be about climate change compared to everybody else? I know it's great to be a world leader in this, but at what expense, why nobody else is there? If you go over to places like Syria and you see all those plastic bottles on the ground, all those empty water things over there, and the burning of rubbish and the burning of oil, I just sat there and shook my head and I thought, Jesus, you know, all this work that we're doing in Australia, it's really defeating the purpose of what's going on in other parts of the world. So that's a bit of a worry in itself. The other thing that bothers me is this: while they're all going at each other's throats about climate change, they're not talking about, yep, climate change is happening, we know that. Things are, you know, storms and that are getting bigger. We seem to be having more droughts or longer droughts or whatever. But nobody's talking about who's going to go in there and clean all this up. Our SES is depleted. We don't have national service. We can't just pull soldiers out of the defence forces or sailors or airmen. They're already depleted from 17 years in the Middle East. So who's going to clean up all this mess? So that's really worrying me. Nobody seems to be talking about this. I actually have more interest in that side of who's going to clean up the mess when these things happen, because we do struggle with that. We've got kids out there, you know, that are coming through, and I mean this in the nicest possible way. They're quite precious, but they wouldn't even know how to fill a sandbag, you know. So that's where we're at in society at the moment.
Just on climate change, again, what are you being told on the hustings?
You know, I don't really, nobody talks to me about climate change coming up to me. Now, the younger people, like the university side of it, they seem to have a problem with it. You know, they're out there doing their bit, that's fine. They can go out there and protest and take a day off school. I'd give them a little bit more respect if they actually use one of their weekends for it and see how they went with that. But people are more, especially people down here, are talking about health. We've got a massive crisis in our health system down here, and it is worrying them absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, we have a lot of aged pensioners down here, and the price of the aged pension is just not getting them through anymore. And I think in the next year or two, there'll be 2/3 of aged pensioners in Australia living on or below the poverty line. So that seems to be the biggest concerns at the moment. And also people just talking about jobs. Okay, there might be few jobs, but a lot less hours. So, you know, they're all the things people are talking about. And whether or not house prices are going to keep rising, you know, there's not enough housing out there for people. They're the sort of things they're talking to me about here in Tasmania.
So local issues.
Local issues, yeah, especially the health system. It is really, you know, it is really in dire straits at the moment. And you can tell just by, you know, every second, I reckon it's every person or 9 out of 10 people want to talk about the health system, if that doesn't tell you something.
And Patricia Carvelis, big questions now in Parliament. I mean, it just shows you how out of touch, I guess, federal Parliament is when she gets kicked out of the press gallery. I'm not sure if you caught up with that story overnight.
Yeah.
During question time, because her top had little sleeves covering her shoulders only, and she was told that she was showing too much skin.
Okay, so this is the way it is when you're in those institutions. It should be, and Stephen Parry and God love him. I'm quite a big supporter of Stevens, but the former president of the Senate a couple of years ago, the senators were starting to wear like tracksuit bottoms and that in there. I can tell you it started to get pretty untidy. When you're on TV, you should be in a suit, and you're in that chamber, then you should have a suit and shirt on. There's no doubt about that. So,
well, what happens when Pauline Hanson and Julie Bishop, for example, they're regular wearers of shoulderless dresses?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what
disrespectful,
you have.
Is it?
Well, of course it is. You know, it's like any... You're supposed to be in high office. So you're in high office. You're not up there making a bloody fashion statement. You are up there and you should be dressed appropriately for that. And that goes for the people that are welcome in that chamber, especially the news people on top. They can start going by some of the rules and regulations. And you know what? Yeah, having bare skin in there is just not on. I'm sorry, I'm old school. You know, and when you've been in the army and you have to wear a certain uniform, this is the way it's done, then I don't think it's a lot to ask when you're being televised around the world to make sure that you're in a proper suit jacket and a shirt. I don't think that's a lot to ask.
Big questions, I know. And I think the line of the day goes to Tamya Plibersek, who says all women should have the right to bear arms, but there you go.
Well, you know, that's Tanya's thing. I just think it's very untidy, and I think you should have a suit jacket on in there. It's as simple as that, or at least a decent shirt that covers your arms.
Jackie, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on.